Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mngela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 23 kumabasa 2023 ngokipstube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Amazinzo asekhona e-voting committee zaveka zasakhuzisisa ukubona ukuthi yibo yini abantu abafanele abangasinyela njengebandla.
Abakubandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change baqhubekela phambili bedinga abazancithisa ukhetho oluzayo.
Sibona thina kuma-elections laza sikubuya zibe sizimisele simelele i-opposition uma ingabi ikhona. Ngisho ukuthi uma ingabi khona ngoba asiyiboni ku-ground.
Ibandla lezanu-PF lisanda kugqiba ukhetho lwama-primaries lithi selidinga amavoti kuZulu. Amapolisa adinga ngamahlwabomvu indoda ebulele wesifazana kobulawayo. Zalethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha nezokhulu lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi liqhubekela phambili lidinga abazalimela kukhetho olukhulu oluzakwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka. Unkosazana Ellen Shiriya Denga obona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC uthi luqhubeka kahle uhlelo lu-consensus candidate selection process.
Uhlelo lethu luhamba kuhle sibili. Khathesi sesiqedisa uhlelo olwe-vetting. Njengoba sazi ukuthi kuviki ephelileyo abantu basubmitha ama-CVs abo befila le-form eye-vetting. So khathesi yiluhlelo esinazo ukuthi sezisiswa abantu abasubmithileyo ama-CVs abo. Sikavota sibone ukuthi babantu abafaneleyo yini nganye imithetho leyo esiyihlelwe njengebandla. So okuzayenzakala ukuthi kwinsukwane ezilandelayo sabe sesibakwazi ukuthi ngobani abavetiweyo bafunele sizakuya kuluhlelo olulandelayo olwama-Citizen Caucuses.
Ye, siyawuzwa kakhulu, siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakulabantu abayi-30,000 ababedinga ukuthi bangene kukhetho lwamakansila. Sebebangaki khona manje?
Angabi lolwazi layo ngoba uhlelo lwe-vetting lwenziwa yi-committee ye-vetting. Abantu aba-independent kuhlelo lelo. So yibo abazasiqayisayisa ukuthi bangaki abantu abavetiweyo.
Ye, nxa sesikhangela njalo, ye, kuthiwa-ke kulezi indawo lapho kungatholakali khona abantu. Kambe kunjalo kumbe lokhu nje ikukhuluma nje?
Akula ndawo lapha esingathi sethulekile ukuthola abantu. Ade kusenzakala ukuthi kule langa salihlelayo ukuthi abantu bafinyelele esigabeni besiyaveta. Abanye besileka ukuhamba ezigabeni zonalezi ngendaba zokuthi ezithize ukuthi indawo zangikhona zikhatshana kungumango and njalo le communication ayifikanga ngesikhathi. Yikho nje bapostpona abanye balande bayenze kwinsukana ezintathu kumbe ezine ezidlulileyo. So akula ndawo okungathi asisele abantu konke indawo bafinyelele nalapho esehluleka ukufinyelela ngezizathu ezithize kufinyelele baveta abantu. Njengoba libona for example iCarida bavetile kuthanye ngoba umbiko awuphezulu ukufika. So konke uhamba ngemfanelo. Amabizo asekhona e-voting committee zaveka zasakhuzisisa ukubona ukuthi yibo yini abantu abafanele abangasinyela njengebandla.
Unkosazana Ellen Shiriya Denga ubona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC. Ubexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kusenjalo abakubandla le-ZANU-PF bathi sebengena kuZulu ngamandla ukwenzela ukuba bathole amavoti amaningi kukhetho oluzayo. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leli.
Sibona thina kuma-elections laza sikubuya zibe sizimisele simelele i-opposition uma ingabi ikhona. Ngisho ukuthi uma ingabi khona ngoba asiyiboni ku-ground. Okuzobana thina njengebandla lezami ele-ZANU-PF abethu abantu sebezimisele ukuthi sivote, sibisele umongameli welizwe, sibisele ama-MPs ethu, sibisele njalo amashi, ingenise njalo ama-councillors ethu angabe khona futhi njalo amashi.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ukuthi loma kunjalo baba Nkomo kulabanye abakhononayo bathi khonoku-ke okwenziweyo ama primaries wana izwa ngokuhle njengoba umunye sethizwe ukuthi hayi mana wena akumelanga ungene yacine la isithi hayi lami sengimile khonoko ke akusizo kulilima zeyini
abangabe bekhuluma njalo ngabangekho kubanza lezamtf abangabe labo kade bejamele kwabo abakhawulelayo kodwa thina kubanza lezamtf lama-candidates ethu wonke omabili langendlela okhulunywe ngayo kube lezi zathu zokuthi ubone ihleli kubone ihlela okubonishelwe ngakho kwaba yindlela zokuthi omunye wavuma wazibhalela incwadi ukuthi hayi asemsekela ngulowo omunye okhona so obviously i-opposition yona ngabe kade kukhawulele layo ngezinye indlela nabanye labo abakade bekukhawule ngezinye indlela kodwa kubanza lezamtf thina sikukhawuleleyo ukuthi hayi osayivunyelwe ngokusemvunyelweni abantu sebebambeni ibandla sebebambeni njengebandla akulokunye abantu abakusolayo langokungaba lokukhonona lapha nalaphana kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi sesingena njengabantu kanye njengebandla linye sikhankansela upresident sikhankansela ama-MPs sikhankansela ama-councillors okukhononako kwabantu bangabe ukhonona nabo kwene zabo izizathu kodwa ezingeke zisebenze ezisebenzayo yizonezo ezokuthi khona ahlelwe ngama-candidates yibobo labo abakhona
ye kodwa lizanqoba njani abantu phela bathi abasuthiseki ngokunye okwenzekale ezimbabwe kule nto eziningi kakhulu okunye indlala okunye njalo bathi phela izimbabwe idola layo lalisela mandla ngitshola kancane ngakho badla iingqiqo zomlomo ungathini ngakhona
ukunqoba sizanqoba bethi vele sinqoba isikhathi sonke yabona into ekhulu ngabantu ayiqalisi namhlanje ukuthi abantu babuthelele okubi ngebandla elabe libusa wonke umuntu uyakhuluma akufunayo acambe lokhu nalokuyana leyo nalokuyana ngoba kunjalo nje ngasingakhala ngendlala oqathele ukuthi ilizwe lilime siyabona thina ukuthi uhulumende uyaphathisa abantu ukuthi balime indlala kwesi sikhathi iyanqobeka nalapho kuyabe kunendlela khona uhulumende akulamuntu oseke wafa ezimbabwe bulayo indlala
umnumzana Malaki Nkomo ukubandla le-ZANU-P F sixoxe laye eseye insiza esobelweni seMathebeleland South. Kulowesifazana ogwazwe yindoda esidingwa ngamehlo abomvu ngamapholisa kobulawayo. Amapholisa athi umnumzana Pascal Dube ugwazwe u-Akholini Saziwa kaninginengi emzimbeni wamkanda ngelitshe wabaleka. Isikhulumeli samapholisa kobulawayo uChief Inspector Abednego Ncube ukhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Amapholisa kobulawayo sidinga usizo kuZulu ongasiphathisa ukuthi sithole uPascal Dube oleminyaka engamashumi amane nantathu obehlala ku-number 31 Greystock Road eMorningside. Simdinga ngecala lokubulala owesifazana u-Akholini Saziwa obeleminyaka engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu bebehlala bonke eMorningside. Ukhanya emgwazile kanenginengi emzimbeni wabuye wamtshaya langelitshe kulandela ukungezwani ngezizathu ezingakatholakala ukuthi kuba yini. Abantu abangaba lolwazi ukuthi uPascal Dube lo engabe engaphi lingazi samapholisa aseduzane lani. Kanti ke siyaxwayisa uZulu ukuthi singathathi umthetho sifake ezandleni siyekeleni indaba zokuhlukuluzana ezindlini. Alubani singazwisisani kumbe sokulamaphutha avelileyo asizameni ukuthola abantu abaseduzane silabadala besigaba silezinkonzo silamapholisa e-community relations and liaison office le-victim friendly unit silama non-governmental organizations baningi nje abantu abangasisiza ukuthi basixazulile udaba luyaba lusihlupha.
Lo ngu-Chief Inspector Abednego Ncube bekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba ibutho lakwelemelika selihlenge abadabuka kulelo lizwe ababalekela impi yomvukela kwele-Sudan. Kubikwa ukuba abahlengwe kulelo lizwe ngabasebenza esigodlweni semelika kwele-Sudan labanye. Wokhokela ibutho lakwele-Sudan uGeneral Abdel Fattah Burhan wethule umbiko izolo othi uzancedisa abadabuka kwele Melika eBritane, France labanye amazwe ukuba behlenge izizalwane zawo elizweni leli. Lele Russia selidinga abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane 400,000 abangangena kubuto bekulwa empini yalizwe leli lele Ukraine. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. So isikhathi sezamasiko.
uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke sixoxa ngesiphala senkosi lenduna uDakamela. Siluqale ngeviki ephelileyo udaba lolu, siyaqhubeka njalo namhlanje sixoxa ngesiphala senkosi. Ake sizokunye okuningi ngesiphala senkosi.
Kuthi isigaba sonke sithi cwi endaweni yawansilime sivune endiprocidi sezigcini. Then into leyi ibingathi ayikho effective. Abakuthakazelelayo yilaba aba-part of it, yilaba abaqhubeka be-contributor despite the circumstances ezingabe zikhona. So silabo abantu who are contributing immensely, abanye bathi bekhiphe times 2, abanye bathi bekhiphele i-3 years, but we have the other half of the people abanye vele abangafisiyo ukubona into iphumelela, kumbe abanye vele abale mindset angazi ukuthi ngiyafaka ngithini. Who don't want to contribute. Abafuna ukwamukela kuphela. So angeke ngithi abantu bonke bayakuthakazelela, but iningi labo bayakuthakazelela, kodwa not wonke umuntu uyakuthakazelela. Ekusebenzeni-ke khona, into leyi I can't say I'm serious. But in ngokubona kwami, the reason why I'm still on it, the reason why I won't drop it now, it's because we've managed to build into yaphela through isiphala senkosi. Without ama extensional contribution, we have managed to build that. Through isiphala senkosi, we have managed to raise isibaya senkosi. Through isiphala senkosi, we have managed to get a 6.5 ton truck. Through isiphala senkosi, we have managed to buy imota yethu esibizwa ngokuthi ambulance. But these things zonke, they complement each other. So isiphala senkosi then becomes broad. If you change, I sabi loko esikuthi thina ngamakele kuphela, I sabi ngomumo, because futhi through its power of course we bought its garden. Where we are saying umuntu yakwazi ukugayisa ngamakele akhe kumbe ngemali, what is the reason behind that? Yes, guys, because we have half of the population abangafuni ukucontribute. So if guy lesiyana we then take responsibility yabantu bona labana ispeede yona into in isiphala senkosi, and then amabele akhona ahlale khona nxathi kwindlala abantu babakhona. So one of the cows esibhilise ngomsebenzi wonalokhu ziphume esigayeni esathengwa isiphala senkosi. So if you ask me the question ukuthi is it working, I would say yes. Kulo munye umuntu wakwathi it all falls and rises with leadership. The leadership that we get as leadership from abantu, not for our own consumption, but for their consumption. Ningathi mina, if leadership in our visionary, because I am a great believer ukuthi leadership is a visionary leader. Leader kumelanga ibe short sighted.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu ke Nduna Dakamela. Ungathini lokusasa Nduna, sibonge kakhulu ba. Sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama ngotungamili Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi.
Sesibuye sihlana njalo ngosuku lwanamhlanje. Sibonga uNkulunkulu kundana zonke esikhona. Asimbongeni simdumise uNkulunkulu. Namhlanje ke sizabuyela njalo elizwini lethu leyana esibuye salifunda ngesikhathi sisehlukana, elitholakala kuLuka chapter 24 verse lika-36. Abanye inxeka zange bezwe babengekho kahle. Ngiphinde kufundeka kanje. Bayisakhuluma lokho yena uqobo wemaphakathi wabo wathi kubo, ukuthula makube kinina. Sigeza khuluma ngemindeni ukuthi abantu abazame ukugcina ukuthula emzini yabo. Namhlanje mfuneka sikhane indawo ehlezi buzo ezigodini bezicintini kanye lelizwe lakithi, ukuthi kanibe uJesu kakhulumi kithi namhlanje nxa esithi ukuthula akube kithi. Ezigodini esihlala kuzo kakula kuthula yikufica abantu behlalisana izinkundla kumbe lokuthiwa ngamadali bezama ukuxakulula lokucazulula inkinga eziyabe zivelile. Ungabona abantu sebehudulelana enkantolo, emthethweni, enkundleni, kutho ukuthi ukuthula thize sekuphambanisekile. Bakhona abanye abantu abavele ukuthula kabakufuni ezigodini labesihlala khona, kambe umuntu nxa ehlezi phakathi kwesigaba aphongoba libhoxongwane. Abanye siyazi ukuthi ngezandla zabo zinde bayantshontsha imfuyo yabanye abantu, bayalwa batshayane labanye abantu, abanye ngabagqekezayo. Singababona benjalo labo bantu, ayisikuthi uphongoba wathutsha nje ukuthi enze leso senzo esingalunganga, kuyikuthi ngaphakathi kwakhe kalakho ukuthula. Ngumuntu nje ophehla ungahlaliseki kwabantu. Isigaba ngesigaba silabo abantu abangafuni ukuthula, izidlakela ezikholisa ukubona abantu bethukile izikhathi zonke. Elizweni lakithi siyabazi bakhona abanye abangelanhloni abangafuni ukuthula, abafisa ubana na izinto zihamba ngentando yabo bona bodwa. Kanti hayi, uNkulunkulu wadala lo lalowo amdalayo, wamnika ubana umuntu akhethe abone ngeso abona ngalo. Nampa abantu abanye ukuthula kabakufuni, kanti-ke bakhona abafisa ukuzihlalela ngokuthula kungaxatshwana kungelangxabano. UJesu uthi ukuthula makube kini. Ukakhethi ukuthi ngubani, kanandaba ukuthi ngubani lokuthi ibizo lakho linjani, kumbunjani, kumbuyini, uthi kakube lokuthula. Ikakhulu laba abaphethe abantu yibo okumele babonise ukuthula. Into yayidabukise idanise yikuthi bonabo okukhandelwe kubo ubana yibo abaphethe abantu eziqintini, ezigodini, ngisho lakulo ilizwe. Yibo abaphehla ukuswelakala kokuthula. Nxa umuntu ezathatha ulutho alabanje alubanjisiweyo yisizwe ubana alugcine, yena ayeluchaphaza, aluntshontshe, akhukhumale, anone yedwa, abanye abantu becaka ukusa kwamalanga, akulethi ukuthula khona lokhu. Asikunanzeleleni ukuthi abantu bakamlimi bafisa ukuthi bakhokhelwe bahlale kulokuthula. Asikhulekeni, sikhulekela ilizwe lake Jehova, sicela ukuthula. Labo abaphehla umsindo baxolelane lezidalwa zakho ezifuna ukuthula ngoJesu. Ngiyakhuleka, amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo Vuselela Umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo, ungathinela kusasa. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leDynamos linqotshwe ngelebulawa yiChiefs 3-2 emdlalweni wePremier Soccer League odlalwe namuhla. Nansi impumela eminye imidlalo efanayo: Sisham 1, Simbabwe 1, Chicken Inn 0, Capes United 0. Kusenjalo, uNdumiso Vundla wayengumgadli weqembu leHighlanders uthi uthole nzima ngomkhuhlane wamehlo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Uvundla obesaziwa ngegama lokusoma elithi Turo usele minyaka edlula elitshumi etholakale ukuba ulo mkhuhlane wamehlo oweglaucoma.
Yeah, eyesight problem lay. It all started in early 2010. By then I was based in South Africa. When it really started, angunanzelelanga. But it was just one day nje phela ngathi ngisemsebenzini. I realized ukuthi no, ungani mboni what you call inkungu. But it was what hot ukuthi imist ngeke ibe khona. So I asked some of the guys, what's happening? Because ngani mboni inkungu. You know, it's all clear skies. So you call up a warrior and a alarm bells. No, something wrong. So that's when I started running around in Zamuti, in CK, there was any medical attention. I think ama-specialist was diagnosed with
a uhlupho lwamehlo loludale ukubachiya umsebenzi wokubalisa ayewenza khona le South Africa. Wagcina esebenza emahoteleni lasendaweni zokudlela, kodwa lakho waphelelwa ngumsebenzi ngoba engasaboni kuhle. Ugcine ephenduka ekhaya lapho afike wahlinzwa elinye ilihlo okwalenza labangconywana.
What really happens is one eye, this right one, is totally blind. Then lay a left, which is the operation, I told you the operation in 2010, but there is a light. I can see ama movements, images. Would you like umuntu nxa engahamba nayo umuntu already lo ngaba lo umuntu leyimota, but ama details akho abe khona ukuthi ngibe kwazi ukuthi okay iface kabani le, you know, ikhala uqo kanjani, ingabe leyimota imuvile, but ikhala bani, what kind of a car is it, imodel yawo into khona ngale kunjalo nje ya ukuthi like ama images you can differentiate ukuthi lapana kunje, but ama details akho nayo angasekho
really. Uvundla usephila ngokuthengisa izinto ezijiyeneyo edolobheni lakobulawayo, njalo uthi ulesifiso esokufuya inkukhu ukuze anakekele imuli yakhe.
It's something really enyabe enhlala ngiyifisa, you know, enhlala ngiyifisa ukuthi yazi nxa ungathola just one or two, because at the moment ngiyathengisa etown lomsika, you know, ngiyabe ngifisa ukuba nama projects, you know, poultry projects lawe here and there just to keep me going njengomuntu olemuli and stuff. Izinto engiyabe ngisikhangelele zona ezo ukuthi I know if you can get people who can reach out, then bekwazi ukuthi bemphakamise. I'll be very grateful. My number is 0774-907-874. Yeah, lapho umuntu engakwazi ukuthi kumbe nxa ngidinga ku 13 Avenue lowe Bridgetown. Yeah, just near kule mosque laphana, just opposite mosque. Yeah, iBridgetown lokuze ngilana. That's why endingisa khona lapha endlomsika wami khona. Ngiyiphe impila ngakho this.
Uvundla uzalelwe edolobheni leHwange ngo-1979, njalo ufunde eHumphrey Gibbs eMbakwe kanye lasePlumtree High. Uqale ukudlala ibhola ezikole lezi, njalo uqale ukudlalela iqembu leHighlanders ngo 1998 efunda isikole sePlumtree High. Ube ingxenye yeqembu leHighlanders eliphakamise isicoco seligi kusizini ka-1998-99 kanye lango-2000, which ye udlala ngo-2001 esiya ekolijini liqeqesha ababalisi eleHillside College, waze waphenduka ebholeni ngo-2003 esedlalela iqembu leHwange ngemva kokuthola indawo yokufundisa kulelo dolobho. Uthi ulesifiso esokubuyela efundisa njalo eminyakeni edluleyo wenze izifundo ezokufundisa abantwana abakhubazekileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Sike sizwe ezomculo.
Baba no mama,
baba no mama,
ngankulisa kanzima,
ngankulisa kanzima,
baba no mama.
Yebo yebo yebo, salibonani 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 lonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele, njengoba sise msakazweni omkhulu kangaka eStudio 7. Yeye uJay Marabini lo. Ngethule umbiko omuhle kakhulu ukuthi khona thina njengeband, mina leband yami siya eHarare, lapho esebe sikhona siyathokozisa abalandeli bethu abaningi kakhulu abaseHarare abasithandayo. Njalo sipromota i-album yethu entsha le ethi Xola, njalo ukuthi sihlangane labantu khona basazi kangcono lo msebenzi wethu, bawazi kangcono engikwenza. So ngakho ke asi amalungiselelo asezingeni eliphezulu kakhulu njengamanje. Iband si-ready, everything is ready, and lama venues ngale people are expecting us, and it's good that mfono abantu abaningi be inquire about us coming to Harare. so futhi isikhangelele ukuthi khona kube kuhle kakhulu ikakhulu kusukela mhla ka 28 sebe se eTheatre and the Park suka lapha siye Ruwa siye Bar Road lapha sebe sicha khona la kwezinye indawo nje kuyabe kumnandi kakhulu. Kukhulu kakhulu khona ukuthi senelesi uthefi yaHarare kuCapital City ngoba esikhathi esiningi abaculi abase Harare ababuya ngapha eMathelerini. Lathi sifuna ukuthi ke siyebona khona ukuthi kathi khona kunjani eHarare. So ngakho siyakhona, we are very excited, sijabule kakhulu njengeband, we are really ready for it. Sibanikeza umculo olohlonzi olomehluko futhi o esingathi khona original ngesikhiwa esiyabanikeza khona. So yeah, so thina sidlala umculo esizenzela wona le band okungaka ukuthi khona abantu bakhangilele endaweni ukuthi khona kuzaba mnandi kakhulu.
Ungabokhala wena yelele umdali wakho uzongobe thula thula sizwe thula sizwe ungabokhala wena.
Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngitholele ithuba kakhulu ukuthi ngikhulume labantu bonke nje emhlabeni wonke ngibazisa ngomsebenzi engiwenzayo le album yethu. Njalo siyatholakala kubo Facebook, siyatholakala kubo Instagram, siyatholakala kuzo zonke indawo nje kubo YouTube abantu ababona imisebenzi kaJay-Z Marabini ayenza endaweni ezijeneyo. So ngiyalithanda lonke abantu. Awu, 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 kwazi kwamnandi kuba semsakazweni omkhulu kangaka. Jay-Z Marabini one time.
JJZ uthi ke ungalahli themba. Siyabonga kakhulu ke James kolapho ke usiqhubela uhlelo lwethu namhlanje singakavalelisi lapha sikhangele ebezikhophela. Abakubandla eliphikisayo le Citizen Scholarship for Change baqhubekela phambili bedinga abazancintisa ukhetho oluzayo. Ibandla leZANU-PF elisanda kuqhiba ukhetho lwama-primaries lithi selidinga amavoti kuZulu. Amapolisa adinga amehlo abomvu indoda ebulele owesifazana kobulawayo. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje. Oliver Lesa ngumthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.